You shall experience.
Ẹ̀ọ́ní ìfèèlà.
The move of God in today's service in the mighty name of Jesus.
Ìfèèlà lórúkọ Jésù.
Everything that has been defeating you before now.
Gbogbo tó ti ń borí ayé
ìtẹ̀síwájú. As the almighty God leader.
Àbí Olúwa ti ń bẹ
láàyè. In the name of Jesus.
Ní orúkọ Jésù.
Like today in the name of Jesus.
Ní orúkọ Jésù.
I declare your total victory today in the name of Jesus.
Àbúkọ̀ ẹ̀kú pípẹ́ yín lónìí.
Over every evil plan. I declare your total victory in the name of Jesus.
Àbúkọ̀ ẹ̀kú yín lórúkọ Jésù.
The scripture says.
Ọ̀rọ̀ Olúwa wí.
Nay. In all these things.
A nínú gbogbo yìí.
You are more than a conqueror.
Èyí tí wọ́n aṣẹ́gun lọ.
Through him that loves you.
Nípa ẹni ìrìn tó fẹ́ yín.
I decree.
Mo sọ báyìí.
That concerning every issue that you came in here with today.
Mo bá gbogbo làkọjá.
You are more than a conqueror in the mighty name of Jesus.
Lórúkọ Jésù.
The end has come.
Òpin ti dé.
There is an expiry date.
A ní ìjọba.
For every issue.
Fún gbogbo ìlàkọjá.
Those unpleasant issues in your life.
Gbogbo ìlàkọjá tí kò rọrùn.
Today shall be their expiry date in the name of Jesus.
Lórúkọ Jésù.
You will see them no more in the mighty name of Jesus.
Lórúkọ Jésù.
Every problem.
Gbogbo ìṣòro ni.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Lórúkọ Jésù.
We bow today in the name of Jesus.
Lórúkọ Jésù.
Whatever has caused you pain.
Ohunkóhun tó ti fa ìfun.
Whatever has caused you sorrow.
Àdínó ti fa ìbànújẹ́.
Whatever has caused you rejection.
Àdó ti fa ìtàkùnlẹ̀ fún.
In the name of Jesus.
Lórúkọ Jésù.
They are living your life now in the name of Jesus.
Lórúkọ Jésù.
Today.
Lónìí.
Jesus will touch you.
Jésù yóò fọwọ́ sọ
yín. Receive his touch right away.
Yóò sì ní fọwọ́ sọ rẹ̀.
Receive his touch right away.
Ẹ̀ka fọwọ́ sọ rẹ̀.
So shall it be.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ yóò rí.
In Jesus matchless name we have decreed.
Ní orúkọ Jésù tí kò lè dọ́kọ̀
kàkàrà. Let's somebody shout hallelujah one more time.
Hallelujah.
Don't shake hands with one or two people before you have your
faith. Ẹ̀fẹ̀ ènìyàn kan ló wá àbí ìkejì kẹ́ tó jókòó.
And prophesy into that life.
Yẹ ìsọ sẹ́lẹ̀ sínú ayé
náà. Tell him or her.
Ẹ sọ fún arákùnrin àbá.
No more affliction.
Kò sí ìkanjú mọ́.
Say it boldly.
Kò sí
ìkanjú mọ́. No more affliction.
Kò sí ìkanjú mọ́.
Hallelujah. Shall we have our faith.
Ẹ ká jókòó.
God bless you.
Olúwa yóò bùkún fún wa.
Shall we bless you.
Olúwa yóò bùkún fún yín.
No more afflictions.
Kò sí ìkanjú mọ́.
Under that no more affliction.
Alábẹ́ àsíyá ọ̀rọ̀ àkórí ọ̀rọ̀
kan. We have a subtitle that says you.
A ní àkórí kékeré.
That says you are more than a conqueror.
Ẹ̀yin ju aṣẹ́gun lọ.
Hallelujah. Say it better, amen.
Àmì.
Don't worry, the year is running to an end.
Ọdún parí lọ, ará.
Everything you have lost.
Ohun gbogbo ni ti pàdánù.
Everything that has passed you by.
Ohun tó ti sáré fi ayé yín sílẹ̀.
From January to now.
Láti oṣù
kìíní tó yìí. Before December 31st.
Àti ọdún ìjọba.
The Lord will restore back unto you in the name of Jesus.
Orúkọ Jésù.
Romans 8:31-37.
Ìwé Rómù orí kẹjọ ẹsẹ̀ kọkànlélọ́gbọ̀n dídí ké.
Romans 8.
Ìwé Rómù orí kẹjọ.
From verse 31.
Láti ẹsẹ̀ kọkànlélọ́gbọ̀n.
To 37.
Àdé ìkẹtàdínlógójì.
What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spare not his own son, but deliver him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies it. Who is he that condemns it? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercessions for us. 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness or peril or sword, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long, we are counted as sheep for the slaughter. The last verse. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brethren.
Ara.
You cannot stop a bird.
Ẹ lè dá ẹyẹ dúró.
from flying above your head.
Láti máa fò gba orí yín kọjá.
But you can stop a bird.
Àsùnkùn ẹlẹ dá ẹyẹ yìí dúró.
From sitting upon your head.
Láti máa jókòó lé yín lórí.
You cannot stop it from flying.
A kò rọrùn láti dá ẹyẹ dúró láti máa fò.
But when a bird decides to sit, to land upon your head.
Ṣùgbọ́n ẹ pinnu láti fi orí rẹ jòjókòó.
You can stop it.
Ó rọrùn fún ọ láti dá a dúró.
Brethren.
Ará.
I said the theme is affliction, no more affliction.
Kò sí ìpọ́njú mọ́.
Afflictions are part of life.
Ìpọ́njú jẹ́ ipa ayé yìí.
But they do not have to become part of our own life.
Àìpọ́ ìpọ́njú kò gbọdọ̀ jẹ́ ipa ayé tiwa.
It is part of life.
Ìpọ́njú ó jẹ́
ìdílé. But you can get it not to be a part of your own life.
Àsìkò ẹ lè kọ́ láti má jẹ́ kí ìpọ́njú jẹ́ ìrìn àjò ayé.
No wonder Jesus said in Matthew 6:34.
Kò yanilẹ́nu nígbà tí Jésù sọ nínú ìwé Matthew orí kẹfà
ẹsẹ̀
kẹrìndínlógójì.
Jesus said, sufficient for the day is its own evil.
Ibi ọjọ́ tó fún.
So brethren,
ara,
evil is everywhere.
Ibi wà ní ibi gbogbo.
But they don't have to come near us.
Ṣùgbọ́n ibi yìí kò yẹ kó súnmọ́ àgbègbè rẹ.
And I want to decree this morning.
Mo sì sọ lóhùn rọ̀ yìí.
That no evil.
Kò sí ibi kíbi.
As the Almighty God believer.
Àbí Ọlọ́run ti wà láàyè.
Will be able.
Yóò
to locate you anymore in the mighty name of Jesus.
Wá lè rẹ lórúkọ Jésù.
No evil.
Kò sí ibi náà.
Will be able to locate your domain in the mighty name of Jesus.
Wá ibùgbé rẹ rí lórúkọ Jésù.
Every problem that came in here with you this morning.
Gbogbo ìṣòro kíjò tẹ tó wá sí
ọjọ́ ìṣòro yìí. As the Almighty God believer.
Bí Ọlọ́run ti bẹ̀ láàyè.
For we calling on the name of Jesus Christ. Every of this problem will die this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. So brother Paul declared in Romans 8:37, he said, yea, in all these things we are more than conquerors
to
Him that loved us. In all
words,
in all things, in all the afflictions that surround us on daily basis, in all the evils that fly about, in all the arrows the devil threw at us, in all the crises we face, matrimonial crisis, financial crisis, spiritual crisis, in all the trials you pass through on daily. In all the sicknesses we
have seen,
the word of the Lord says, we are more than conquerors. No wonder Jesus now declared in John 16:33, Gospel according to St. John
16:33,
Jesus said, these things I have advised talking unto you, that in me you might have peace. In Jesus you have peace. In the world, you shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. So brethren, you don't have to be surprised that there are problems here and there. Problems in the north, south, west.
Ìṣòro ní
kúrò lọ́rùn.
Ìwọ oòrùn ìlà àríwá.
But the assurance we have in Christ Jesus.
Ìdájú ta nínú Jésù
ni. Is that they shall never come near us.
Ṣé ìṣòro yìí kì yóò kú mú àgọ́ wa?
If you are suffering from anything this moment,
ẹni ìlàkọjá kan nínú ayé ni bí.
Your deliverance shall be perfected in Jesus name.
Ìtúsílẹ̀ yín yóò pè nínú Jésù Kristi.
Brethren,
ara.
Affliction sometimes comes when we least expect it.
Ìpọ́njú máa ń dojú kọni nígbà mìíràn tí àfojúsọ́nà fún.
There will be moments of disappointment in life.
Ìgbà ìjákulẹ̀ máa ń ṣẹlẹ̀ nínú ayé ẹni nígbà mìíràn.
There are moments of discouragement in life.
Ìgbà ìpòrúurú ọkọ̀ máa ń farahàn nínú
ayé ẹni. There are moments of troubles in life.
Ìpèníjà máa ń dojú kọni nígbà mìíràn.
But in all these things.
Ìbọnú ohun gbogbo yìí pátápátá.
In all these things.
Nínú ohun gbogbo yìí.
God is saying.
Olúwa wí.
That you should come out.
Àgbẹ̀kẹ̀kà.
As an overcomer.
Àgẹ́gẹ́ bí àṣẹgun.
That is the word of God for you this morning.
Ìbọn Ọlọ́run fún yín lónìí.
Whatever you are going through.
Ohun tó ń tẹ̀lé máa
ń kọ́kọ́. You will come out an overcomer in the mighty name of
Jesus.
Isaiah 54:15.
Ìwé Àìsáyà orí kẹrìnlélọ́gbọ̀n.
Isaiah 54:15. The scripture says, behold, they shall surely gather together. But not by me.
As what was any
me? Whosoever shall gather together against
me
shall fall for thy
sake.
Brethren, there is no man without an enemy. There is no man without enemies. If they could hate Jesus
Christ,
there is surely no one. If they could hate Jesus Christ, there will be surely one or two people that hate you as your
brother.
Even if you are the nicest person on
earth,
know very well that the devil hates you. And so, they will gather against us. Don't be shocked when they gather against us. It's in the scripture that they will surely gather. But you have that assurance that you will surely overcome. Pray that they should continue gathering. As they gather, failure will be their portion. In the mighty name of Jesus. Brethren, even every night when you go to bed to sleep, know that somewhere, somehow, there are some people thinking of how to pull you
back.
Every night. Every night. This is why you need Jesus. This is why you need Jesus. And they have their plan to pull one down. Somebody somewhere is thinking how to send
all
discomfort
and affliction
into somebody's life. Every day. This is why Jesus is necessary in every life. Though they will try their best, if they had succeeded, the majority of us would not be seated this morning. They are always a failure. And I think in your life, every evil gathering will continue to result in failure in the mighty name of Jesus. We have that assurance in the scripture that
you
will never succeed because you are more than a
conqueror.
Help me tell five people
as
boldly to them, you are more than a conqueror. Say it clearly. Help me say it boldly. Say it again. Say it clearly. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Afflictions will come.
If you know what?
It is not a matter of if they will come. It is a matter of when they come. Am I prepared? Are you prepared? You are not paying any trouble. In this preparedness. All you need is Jesus.
When you know Jesus Christ.
What must you do
brother,
to be a conqueror? One, in order to conquer afflictions of life, in order to overcome afflictions when they come,
you
must first and foremost be saved. Until you come unto the Lord's side, you will be defeated. You must be on his side to be victorious. Remember the Lord's side is the winning side. If you want to be a winner, you must be on the Lord's side. And only those who are on the Lord's side enjoy victory. I decree as the Almighty God liveth today, because you are under the auction of God this morning, you will experience joy in the name of Jesus. You will experience riches in the name of Jesus. So brethren, if you really want to be more than a conqueror, you have to give your life to Jesus
Christ.
Somebody will be saying, does it mean that everybody here has not given their life to Christ? Remember the day you gave your life to Christ. Remember the level at which you were operating there. You see, the same same level you are
praying to.
Be sincere to yourself. The very day you answered that
altar
call, when you are standing with tears, God going down from your
eyes,
are you on that same level today? So brethren, if you really want to be more than a conqueror, you must give your life to Christ. Scripture says all have sinned and have come short of the glory of God. On daily basis we
sin.
What is expected of us? How do you come back on the lost side? Confess it.
Ask
for forgiveness.
And
I assure you, your destiny will be surely secure.
And your money will
be that is going to be somebody's portion in the name of Jesus. 34 verse 19 says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of them all. Only the righteous are permitted to enjoy the deliverance from all afflictions of
life.
Only the righteous. Number two thing to do, you must be aware and you must be alert. You must be aware, you must be alert. 1 Peter 5:8, 1 Peter 5:8 says,
sober,
because you advise the devil as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may destroy. Brethren, we are in a day. We are in the days that call for vigilance. If you are not watchful, brethren, then the enemy may take you
on aware
and even afflict us. Brethren, affliction never comes through the front door. Afflictions never come in through the front door. Where you are watching, where you are looking, they come in from the back door. Because affliction is a thief. A thief of destiny. I decree that whosoever's destiny that the devil has afflicted should receive your healing in the name of Jesus. Every thief that has entered into your life from the back door, from the back door, I cast them out by the fire of your Spirit in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Brethren, the devil has captured so many destinies because men were not watchful when this affliction came. 8 to 9. We have read verse 8 before. Be sober. Be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resisteth first in the faith, knowing that the same affliction are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Resist the devil, brethren, because he is equally trying his affliction on brethren all over the world. God is calling you this morning to a life of conquering, a life of victory. He wants you to be a winner. He wants you to be a champion. Do you know that in this period there are many believers who do not pray? Who do not pray? Many just roll onto their bed in the night without taking time to settle issues with their Creator. And they are surprised When their sleep is filled up.
And nibati oru atale woku.
With evil dreams.
Pelu alakala.
Many roll out of the bed in the morning. Without committing the day unto the hand of the Almighty God. And they are surprised when failures and disappointments attack them during the day. Brethren, satanic manipulations are real. The malice attacks are real. If you don't know that the devil is after your life, you cannot defend yourself and defeat him. You must be prepared. You must know that this war is full of battles. You must be prepared. That is why you must accept the reality that the evil is everywhere. Brethren, knowledge is power. Whenever knowledge is lacking, captivity is certain. Whenever knowledge is missing, captivity is sure. If you want less affliction to stop in your life, you must be properly equipped. If you want affliction to stop in your marriage, learn what it takes to have a happy home. Learn what it takes to have a successful home. Learn what it takes to have a godly home. If you need to be submissive, you woman, tell your husband, please stand it away. Husband, if you need to love your wife more, go ahead and love her. If you want affliction to stop concerning health, believe God for your healing and claim it by faith. When the doctors give you a report, I am not saying they are not saying what they have seen. Some of us will start jittering. Remember that bomb blast? Which year was that? Bomb blast in Ikeja here. Okay. You know how many people that died? They were running for their dear life. And they ended up what? That will not be your portion in the mighty name of Jesus. If you want to enjoy the covenant blessings of God, go into the Bible. Learn about the covenant and how it remains in it. That you are ignorant about the strategies of the devil, you will not make the devil to run away from you. Hosea 4:6 says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Whenever your pursuit in life, when the knowledge of God is not there, it may be difficult to get achieved. Brethren, destiny fulfillment is dependent on your knowledge of the truth. And what is the truth? Jesus Christ. Jesus is the truth. When you are well informed, your destiny can never be defined. Thank God for the choir this morning. They reminded us whom Jesus is. They reminded us that there is nothing we can achieve except Jesus Christ. Get on track. Get on track with Jesus. And every affliction that comes your way, surprisingly, how you will overcome, will be a surprise to you. I pray that is going to be somebody's portion in the mighty name of Jesus. So become more than conqueror, number three. You must be, the last point, you must be obedient to God. Isaiah 1:19 says, if ye be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. 2 Corinthians 10:4-5. 2 Corinthians 10. 4-6. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imagination and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the disobedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Brethren, whenever it seems as if your prayers are ineffective, check your obedience level. You see? The devil knows when you are in the faith. He knows when you are faithful to Jesus. He knows when you are living an holy life. The devil is not scared of disobedient believers because they are like toothless dogs. He is only afraid of obedient believers who are on fire for God. No wonder James 4:17 says, therefore to him that knoweth to do good and do it not, to him it is sin. Brethren, when you know what to do and you do not do it, you are walking in disobedience. Afflictions often comes when men walk in disobedience. Seriously. Obedience is a divine umbrella that covers and protects us. Afflictions, like I said, are part of life. But when they happen to the righteous, there is instant deliverance. Psalm 34:19. We have read it before. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord deliver him out of them all. It is only the righteous, brethren, that God promises deliverance from all afflictions. So if you notice an affliction reoccurring in your life like a reoccurring decimal, check your obedience level. God will never fail his word. He will never fail his word. When the righteous cries for deliverance from every form of affliction, God is committed in saving them from shame, saving them from disgrace. Are you obedient to God? Deliverance comes to the obedient. If you are willing to obey God, willing to do his word, you shall enjoy the good things of life. Deliverance will come without stress. Joy will come. Peace will come. They will flow in. Life. Like a river. Obedience. The Bible says the reward for disobedience in 2 Corinthians 10:6. The Bible shows us the reward of disobedience. The Bible says, and being ready to push all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Brethren, every form of disobedience, every form of affliction, is rooted in disobedience to the commandment of God. Disobedience is one of the fastest ways.
To
get into the afflictions of this life. On the other hand, one of the quickest ways to get out of affliction is to return to obedience. Psalm
107.
Verse 10 to 14. Such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron, because they rebel against the words of God and condemn the counsel of the Most High. Therefore, he brought down their heart with labor. They fell down. And there was none to help. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. And he saved them out of their distress. He brought them out of the darkness. And out of the shadow of death. And break their bounds. I decree as the Almighty God. Whatever darkness you have been living before now, the Lord will bring you out in the mighty name of Jesus. Brethren, every time you find yourself going through the darkness moment of life, every time it seems as if nothing is working, in spite of every effort, every time it seems as if you are over laboring, where others are finding it easy, go back to God in prayer. Make sure you are right, you are on the right
track.
When a man's way pleases God, his enemy can never succeed in their plan. No matter how much they try, but when his ways displeases the Almighty God, that edge of protection, that life will be broken, and the doors will be open to the enemy. I pray that will not be your portion in the mighty name of Jesus. That will not be your portion in the name of Jesus. Finally, in the book of Job, 1:9-10. Here what Satan said about Job. Job 1:9-10. Then Satan answered the Lord and said, does Job fear God for nothing? Have you not made an edge about him? And about his house? And about all that he has? From every side? You have blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. Satan realizes that. That was a testimony of Satan concerning Job. Ecclesiastes 10:8 says, he that digeth a pit shall turn into it. And whoso breaketh an edge, a serpent shall bite him. So brethren, as long as you walk in obedience in God, no matter many afflictions that comes your way, they will be powerless. Just like a living board
that
will sit upon your head,
will
always get victory over afflictions of life. What God needs from me, what the Almighty God from you, is obedience. Remember what Samuel said, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the part of prayer. Obedience will cut short your journey to your promised land.
Obedience
this time around will cut short
your
journey to your promised land. Obedience will deliver into your own hands that which your forefathers could not get. What they could not enjoy. Obedience will deliver into your hands. Obedience will make you to succeed on time. Tell your neighbor. Obedience is the key. Obedience is the key. Shall we rise? No more afflictions. We are talking of you are more than a conqueror. The first point we raised was that you must give your life to Christ. Be aware. Be vigilant. Obedience is the key word. Peradventure you are here this morning. You have never given your life to Christ.
Oh, see, if I hear from Jesus Christ,
just as we have heard in the message. The first thing that will come against every form of afflictions in our lives.
Oh, that is to
be on God on the adventure you have never for once given your life to Christ. Or you want to rededicate your life. You have been swimming in afflictions. And you There's no way out. This is another opportunity to accept Christ as your Lord and Savior. He has promised that no matter the magnitude of the affliction that comes our way, we shall be overcome. All eyes closed. If you want to give your life, or you want to rededicate your life, let's see that hand. Let's set that face as we take two or three prayer points. If you are here, you want to rededicate your life. You want to rededicate your life. You have heard without Christ Jesus. One will be at loss. You need him on your side. You need to come on board on his side. For him to save you from every enemy of this world. From every plan of the evil one. From every manipulation of the evil one. Hallelujah. Brethren, you will cry unto God this morning. Knowing fully well that there is nothing I can achieve. There is nothing you can achieve
without
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
You will cry unto Lord against every form of affliction you have been. Every form of affliction you have been swimming in. You will call the name of Jesus three times. And you will plead unto him to set you free this morning. Let somebody say, Father! Call the name of Jesus Christ three times. Father! Jesus! Set me free from every affliction of my world! Afflictions over homes! Afflictions over your husband. Afflictions in the life of your wife. In the life of your children. On your destiny. Over the works of your life. Over your means of livelihood.
on
every affliction, Lord Jesus, set us free this day. Set us free, Lord. Set us free, Lord. Set us free, Lord. Set us free, Lord.
In every way I have sold my heart, I serve
out.
In every way I have opened the doors of my life into affliction. As a result of disobedience, Lord, have mercy on me, Lord. Have mercy on me, Lord. Have mercy on us, Lord. Set us free, Lord. Set us free, Lord. Set us free, Lord. Thank you, Jehovah. Glory be to His holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Please, brethren, pray this one prayer very seriously. We cannot achieve anything without Jesus. And
He's
the only source of freedom for us. There's no Opele.
There's no Oracle.
There's no Batala.
And neither any.
There's no Ifa.
Neither Ifa.
That can set anybody free. Those of us that have been there into their shrines before.
We
just went there to give them food to eat. You will cry now. Father! Father! Every arrow that the devil has thrown into my life, I return back right away for the fire of the Holy Spirit. Every evil arrow, return back with the fire of the Holy Spirit. I return back with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Every arrow into my life, every arrow into my destiny, I return back. 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 With the fire of
Walking against my destiny, Lord God,
I return you back to the senders. Right from the foundations of our life, we return you back to senders with the fire of the Holy Spirit. We are more than a conqueror, Lord. We stand upon your word, Lord. We trust upon your word, Lord, that we are overcomers every arrow. No matter how big, no matter how small, we return back to senders in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jehovah. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Finally, you will take this prayer
up.
There are recoveries and there are recoveries. You will cry unto God this morning. Lord, Father, I want total recovery. Don't forget the word total. Jesus is in the house this morning. And He will deliver unto your heart. Your total discovery in the name of Jesus. Say, Father, give me total.
total recovery. Pull out every enemy from my life. Open your mouth and talk to God. Total recovery, Lord, we ask for this morning. Total recovery over our children, over our wives, our husbands, over the elders, over the youth, over our children, over the men, over the women, trusting you for the food of the home, trusting you for good job, trusting you for greater destiny. Total recovery we ask for. Thank you, Jehovah. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. So shall it be in the name of Jesus. I declare into your life,
most of
you are
here,
you are more than a conqueror in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I decree,
most of you,
that from today onward, you will no longer be defeated again in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I declare your total recovery in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I release by the authority in the name of Jesus. I release into your life with grace to live a life of obedience in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I decree that whatever has ever tormented your life, whatever has ever tormented you,
after today,
shall be tormented in the name of Jesus. You will never know defeat again in the name of Jesus. In your marriage, you shall be a winner. Over your home, you will be a winner. Over every stress of your life, you will be a winner in the name of Jesus. In your ministry, in your ministry, you are more than a conqueror in the name of Jesus. And I decree,
Moses, don't tell it.
Your time of victory has finally
come.
Your time of victory has finally come. Your time of rejoicing has finally come. Thank you, Saint of
Faith.
Glory be to your holy
name.
Jesus, mighty name we have prayed. Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord.
Shall we have a seat?